Not sure if you'll be joining us. Okay. So we're in the Perek of Shava.
Yeah.
Shavosom Elokim Mina Avdo. Shava, it's a lotion of we said it's a lotion of screaming, of shouting for a request for Rachamim when things are really bad. Sukshel, we said in the words of the Machabiah, Sukshel, hysteria. Hysteria. So we'll see now, in order to govern like that, a person needs to understand how big the problem is. Very often we don't get hysterical about things because we don't understand kama hamatzav. So let's have a look on Lamed Zayin, second paragraph. Therefore, a person needs to know when he's davening. Oh, Eli's joined us. Beautiful. Morning, Eli.
Morning, Rabbi.
Welcome back. Okay. So we're dealing with this tefillah, shava, which in our language we're using the word hysterical. Now, I just mentioned a person doesn't get hysterical if he doesn't realize how big the problem is. Very often we don't get into a state of being able to daven hysterically because we don't realize how big the problem is. We don't really magidir what the issues at stake are. So let's have a look what he says here. The person has to understand well what it is that he's asking for and how much he needs that thing. I'd like to have it, it's very nice, but if I don't have it, I'll come there. Now you daven. So how much do you daven? How much kwechus do you put into something that would be nice of all? Yeah, I can survive without it. So when you're davening for something that your mama, your neshama that depends on. When a person is shouting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he feels the urgency, the need, the life threatening need in his bakasha, that itself is a reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makabel the tefillah. We're going to receive a fufoini chevle maves from a tzora shoel mitzuni, tzora v'yogon emtso uv'shem Hashem ekro. The throes of chevle maves and umutzare shoel and sort of standing in front of me. Tzora v'yogon emtso, he's drowning in life and death matters here. As Shabbat Shabakasha, Loisa Rak Lemalot, Ritzvein Loisa Vin Yonah Shel David. I'm not just asking, please, can I have this? Please, can I have that? You know, I need this, I want that. Elisheka Chaynaf Shahayat Luim Bobis Baruch. His life was at stake and dependent on a Kodesh Baruch. The Savi Savi, you for funny, Moisa. The Konas Lohiri Nafsha the Shoil. He was surrounded by all sorts of dangers that was trying to take him down into the depths. That's the way things work. We come to ask. And he doesn't want to fulfill our requests. Aval im yitzak v'yishoya, v'akochesh yichmoru harachamim v'oisim lo b'koshosay. The person gives a bitter, hysterical cry. He's like, you listen to the words of David HaMelech. I'm not saying David HaMelech was hysterical. We're saying in the Indian of tefillah, you have that hagosha, the mamash, this is life and death. The tefillah looks very, very different. Very different. And then even if they don't want to fulfill your requests, but it arouses a rachamim in Shemayim, and the requests are answered. I once asked a certain very wealthy man how he became rich. How did you get to this matzav? How did you? He said it was one night, and he realized that he didn't know he was going to feed his family tomorrow. The Lord was going to feed his family tomorrow. There was nothing. He planned everything. There was mamash. He had no There was no possibilities. He had reached mamash rock bottom. There wasn't this loan, this credit card, nothing, nothing. It was mamash, there was no bread in the house. Lead in America. Very wealthy man. Then he went to Davud Ma'ariv. Got a Davud Ma'ariv, Sman Ma'ariv. He said he never before and he never since then Davud the Ma'ariv like he Davud then. He said that's how he became rich. The next day he got a call and a doors and if he was just short a few $100s, but he was okay, that filler would never have done what it did. But he was mamash facing, I mean, the mamash hit rock bottom like that. And then you go Davud Ma'ariv, there's a Tzuga Sheshel Davening. So we don't have to wait to get to that place. But we have to start recognizing that what we're davening for, we have to recognize how serious and how critical it is. And the person davenes for Panasa. What's he davening for? He's not davening for his life. You know, if he doesn't have enough today, he's got this credit line, he can always borrow from me. I can always, you know, there's a gemach there, there's, you know, so he davenes for Panasa, he davenes, yeah, maybe a little bit less, but more intensity. But he doesn't feel that if this prayer's not answered, I'm out of here, I'm dead, I'm finished. That kind of a tefillah, that kind of a tefillah does big things in Shemayim. But we see from David HaMelech. The Gemara is taking apart this filia. You'll increase, in other words, you'll bless me with Torah and you increase my boundaries with Talmidim. And I won't forget my learning. You'll give me companions like me. The ability at speech is gaveini yetzahara milashonis. Yetzahara won't. Don't know exactly what he doesn't want the yetzahara to do, but whatever it is, I don't want you to do. Imato oisa kein mutov. If you'll do that, that's very good. All these things I'm asking for. Good. Vim lav hareini hoilech benetzisi lishoyol. Rashi says, what does that mean? Hareini meis ba'atzboini. I'll die from sadness. Listen to this tefillah. He's asking for tefillah and talmid. He's asking for Torah and talmidim, and not to forget his learning. And the yetzahara won't get in his way here. And if not, okay, but set aside, I'll go get a job. No. If not, I'm going to die. I'll die from misery. Immediately Hashem came and answered him what he requested. So that's the message here. The message is a person has to recognize reality the way it is. God davens for davening. He wants to learn. It's not going so hard for him. He struggles, he battles. He davens Hashem, please help me learn. Please let me be a Talmud Chacham. And if not, I'm okay. I'd like to be a Talmud Chacham, but right now I've finished in Talmud Chacham, but I managed to live up to now that big Beseder. Well, do something else. Thank you. It's not offered to do something else. You just have to be a Talmud Chacham. Then Tfila, they know what we're talking about. We're talking about a person who recognizes being an Am Haaretz, somebody who does no Torah, is no shaychus to Torah, you're dead. I'm not discussing the validity of that. I'm not discussing the validity of that. This is a marshal. You have to be able to take this and apply it to anything. Person's davening for Panasa. Person has to understand if you don't have Panasa, that's a serious problem. That's a marshal. Colin Afoshna's dicker problem. When you daven for Panasa, do we daven for Panasa like, well, either give me Panasa or Shema, I'm dead? We don't feel the enormity of the problem if we don't daven with the urgency. That's the Nakudaya. Yeah. Yes, well, sorry.
Yes, if you understand that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help us, or everything is at the end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tefillah is another tefillah. But if we think for Parnassah, we have $1 million in the bank account, the tefillah, it's a little bit more difficult because we think it's Baruch Hakol to save us and Chas v'Shalom, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a problem to have this awareness.
That's exactly the nakuda. Even if you have $1 million in the bank, you still have to daven like you don't have bread in the house, because who knows what could happen to that $1 million while you're sleeping. I know somebody who went to sleep with more than $1 million in the bank. Went into Shabbos in 2008. He went into Shabbos with a lot more than $1 million in the bank, and he woke up once the Shabbos, he didn't have a penny because his money was in Bed Stearns. You remember that story? That takes work, and maybe and it could be that Panossi is not going to be able to get hysterical. That guy might not. That might not be his nitzoyed, but he's got other areas where he's got to get hysterical.
Yeah.
There's chinuch, there's health, there's a monomon for him that a person is to daven for. We have to realize how serious the problem is, and then we'll get serious about a davening. Don't wait until, you know, the Gemara says, don't wait until the sword is on your neck.
Yeah.
You know, it says, even if the sword is on your neck, you don't give up hope. But wait till the sword gets to your neck before you start screaming. Start screaming before the guy even picks up the sword.
We have no guarantee for anything.
Guarantees. We're asking what we're supposed to do. That's the Moedic Avoida. Before, in that Shah Achas that you're sitting before you daven, one of the things we could be thinking about is this thing that I'm about to daven for, how serious is it really? Mm-hmm. How serious is it really? ומה נפלא, מה הקדישו חזל מיד, ויהו אלוקים מיד. וחזל said that he was answered immediately. וכיוון שהבקושס היו באופן של, ואם לאו, הרי אני הולך בסיסי לשואל. Since the tefillah was based on, if you don't answer me, I'm dead now, מיד ענו השם. השם answered him immediately. והוא כאב רחמן, שלפעמים אינו ממלא בקושס בנוי באיזה סיבה. It's like a loving father. He doesn't always give his kid whatever he wants because he asked for it. But when he sees that the kid's life depends on this, all right, take it from me, I don't know. Immediately you answer them. If your kid's life's at stake, you don't say, call me back in half an hour. You help him immediately. So Yavetz understood that if I'm not learning, if I don't have these things that he's asking for in Torah, then I might as well be dead. I'm going to die now. Hashem understands that this guy's life's at stake. You better answer him immediately. There's another pirish in the Gemara there, other than the one we just saw. In Berach Terachenu, the Piri Verivio. Vahabi says, Gvulai, the Bonim of Bonois. The first pshat was on Torah. Now it's on Piri Verivio. On sons and daughters. He's davening for Panosa. Those are the more mundane things he's davening for. On the first period, he's davening for, we understand, he's davening for Torah and Talmidim, and he's davening for children and for Panosa, and he shouldn't have headaches and earaches, and he's davening for all the things we daven for. Boni and Panosa, Rufua, the same thing. If you don't give it to me, I'm dead. So Hashem comes immediately and answers him. It's not just tefillah for Torah that touches our existence. These things are essential. These are posture. It's imperative for somebody who understands. Vayin Baba Kama, daf ayin beis, v'adolom lircha ba'urta delo achli b'sorah de Torah, הרי לחסורן יישוב הדעס, יויכל להביא תוס בהלוכה, שהרה גדול מכל. Person doesn't have yishuv hadas. Person's tortured with all sorts of illnesses, God forbid, physical, mental, whatever. He can come to mistakes in halacha. It can be very hard to be over Hashem like that. That's the biggest problem you have. If a person thinks Parnassus is Parnassus, so he won't be able to go to the Bahamas for holiday this year. You know, he'll have to go to the Golan. He can't go to a place wherever people go for holidays, yeah? He won't be able to afford a hotel for Pesach. He'll have to stay at home. He doesn't know how to do that because he's never done that before, but whatever, okay. So he governs for Parnassus. But that's a problem. But if he understands that his entire Olam Haba is dependent on Parnassus, he doesn't have Parnassus, he's not going to be able to have Yeshiva Das, he's not going to be able to serve Hashem. Who knows what avers he can come to? Who knows what can happen? Then he davens for Parnassus. That's a different degree. That's a different kind of Parnassus. You can become hysterical when you realize what's happening. If we want to learn, let's go learn from the Avos HaKadoshim. Lo rak betfila, ele bekol avoyde she'ovdim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just tefillah, but all the avoda they did in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shelo mistakbim b'shum madrega ba'avoda, ela tamid hitzatzmu la'asos es avoda ha'mo'ila v'yoseh sheyesh be'efshurotam. They were never satisfied with just doing one level of avoda. They always try to do the best they possibly can. V'doyma l'mash l'omar kosuv, v'dovid mecharcha b'kol oiz lifnei Hashem. B'kol oiz. We're all coming nifla posukze, shatira hachoshefes kol chadre botan. The Torah that it analyzes every little inner movement. Midashe kva lo hayashum oiz o koyach o tnua shelo klal David betoy harikud hazeh lifnei Hashem. When David davened in front of Hashem there by the whole story with Michal afterwards, whatever, the whole story was dancing in front of the Aron. There wasn't any koyach, any strength, any, the words are that were put into that record that David danced in front of Hashem. We all know that a person's in danger. He's running away from fire. He's running away from a big hungry dog. We spoke about this not so long ago. In the 930 Vard, a person suddenly has to do something. He's in a sakana, an old man can jump over a wall. Where did that koyach come from? When a person's faced with danger, gets koyaches that he had, but they were hidden away. They were like your savings account. You don't need them until you need them. But when you need them, you want them to be there. And they are there. You suddenly get koyaches you didn't realize you had. You can suddenly lift up heavy things or whatever that you could never pick up before. Way above the famous mice about a car that fell on a child, and the mother was actually lifted the car to get the child out. Afterwards, she could barely stand up from she's used up all her koiches. We know that in ourselves, you suddenly get, you see something, whatever, I could never have lifted up that log. But there's a fire and someone's trapped you. You do things you could never ever have done before. There's a reserve koyach that we have. There's Rav Wasserman said everything in the Bria has a reserve koyach. That when you need it, is there to be used. He said you shouldn't pick the locks though. If you pick the locks to use that koyach when you don't need it, so when you need it, it's not there. It's like you take from your savings account when you shouldn't have. So then when you need it, it's not going to be there. But Amnam. Al David Eidah Torah, Shekola Oiz Vakoyach Shayul Bekol Chel Kenafshe, it's Kula Meshkir B'Toych HaRichud HaNifla Hazeh. All his Koychus HaNefesh, everything he had, it's not reported everything, it seems that he had plenty hidden as well. We look at the dialogue afterwards with Michal and him, which he accused him of exposing himself completely. He said, what are you talking about? I had much, much more hidden. That was just the tip of the iceberg. But be that as it may, why did he use all those koiches? When you're dancing in front of Hashem, David felt literally like he was dancing in front of Hashem. It's like a fire burning. And the year all joined together to arouse David to a level where we had koiches, unbelievable koiches. He was karka. What's the lotion there? Mm-hmm. So we have to understand that's an interesting sugi if someone wants to put into it. What was Michal's taina that he was revealing himself totally? And him saying, I didn't even scratch the surface. What are you talking about? Yeah, that pasuk says, b'kol koicha. Okay, so whatever, that's an interesting. So we're seeing again and again, the more the person feels and understands what it is he's dealing with, to that extent, the expression, the tefillah, the outpouring will be that much greater and more effective. It's not that they did what they needed to do according to their koichas. The avos hakadoshim functioned above their teva. The avos had for Kosh Boch was like a burning fire inside of them. They were worried maybe they would get distracted by the desires for this world. They ran away from this world. They ran to the avoider they needed to do. Mamash like a burning fire was chasing after them. For us, it's a bit easy in the subject we learn. Let's talk about us. What is a person davening for? Anybody ever went out into the desert and cried and screamed because he felt his life was at stake because V'tahali beinu la'av d'cha be'emes? We said all the time. It's a nice niggun as well. Rebbe Li say, lama li chayim. Did a person ever say, Hashem, if you're not toho li beinu la'av d'cha be'emes, I'm going to die. I never got that excited about it. You say it, and sometimes you can even... If it's the Hagim, you can even get a little bit aroused by it. But a sense of, it's either that or I'm out of here, there's no reason for me to live. That's worth all the pleasures of this world just to have that. I'll give up anything for that. Without that, I'm going to fall into the depths of the bowels of Gehenna, where the suffering there is worse than all the yisurim of this world. Would he not go meshuga and ask anybody that could help him to get this tiny bein of the chav emes? He wouldn't go crazy and went and looked and phoned, and he would do anything he could to get it if he understood what it meant. Rebuild your house like before. You see, the problem is we don't think. We say the words because there they are. They're in front of us. They're printed in front of us. We just do what the guy before me did. We say the words, and it's every day, and it's three times a day, and it's four times a day sometimes, and we lose the hergush of what we're doing. Now, it would be very hard to do that throughout the entire nusach of tefillah. But just even this, what are you asking for? We have to stop and think. We have to do a bit of a chana before davening to stop and think what it is we're actually asking for. Yeah, musaf, we say it, and then it's, the chazan does it with a nice nigun. A person has to meditate and think about this unbelievable thing. If your mouth was full of water, like the yam of tears, screaming to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it wouldn't be enough for this request. What are we asking for? Yeah, and if not, invite it. Life's not that bad. Yeah, it's got problems, but it's nishkefela. No. If not, I might as well die. We don't get it. You don't get it. There's nothing wrong with that tefillah. Because if your mama felt your life was at stake, you would scream and shout and go hysterical. The problem is, what the things we're davening for, we don't realize that these things are mamash. These are our lives. It's a big eye-opener, this. Mamash, a big eye-opener, this. Nifla. Sanhedrin Samaches, Rabbi Kiva b'shah shohitzi mitas Rabbi Eleza godol shayu makab b'sorei as v'dom shritek la'aretz. Rabbi Akiva, when they took out Rabbi Eleza's, when he was nifted, they took out the oran. He was beating himself until blood came on and dripped onto the floor. Rabbi Akiva was so traumatized by the death. And if traumatized is the right word, upset. That's an issue in the Torah what Rabbi Akiva is doing here. But then to the Torah, they'll divrei Torah muta. I'll give right Torah that's mutter. In Akinami, it's awesome. Someone dies, you can't, we don't inflict wounds on ourselves. But for Torah, it's mutter. So what's pshat? As Vishamati Bira in Bishama Goyin Rabchaim Shmulevis at so. She is Sura Isa, the Lord is going to receive Lefana Torah. Bonimatem La Shema Lokechem, Lot is going to do. You have to put it into context. Where's Lois is going to do written? After it says, Bonimatem La Shema Lokechem. Lot is going to do. Vayinu shemisha choyvo ba'atzmo kasher meis kroyvo ma'ar hazeh shme'achshav shechoser lo av oisa koruv. Chayev enu chayev. When a person does those, when he does wounds on himself, when he loses a relative, he loses a father, let's say, Rachman Litzlan. So what he's showing is that he doesn't have this relative anymore. He doesn't have this av anymore. His life's not worth it. That's what he's showing. You're so upset and so angry that you wound yourself. You're saying that life's not worth it because you don't have this person in your life anymore. What do you mean? How can you say your life's not worth it when the boy Ilam is korov ma'ot to you and he loves you? You're his only child. Aval al divrei Torah, hachesorim shapi muta. But divrei Torah, person doesn't have Torah, then it's muta. Sheva emes kainu, because it's true. Without Torah, your life isn't worth anything. The kibun shechosel lo midivrei Torah kachayv einu chashuvim leklum. Person doesn't have any shaychus to the aura Torah, life's not really worth that much. He says klum. Sheva emes kainu. Therefore, you can wound yourself. A person certainly should be going crazy, crying and weeping over this. When a person loses a relative, so he's so upset that what does this wound represent? This wound represents it. But why? You've got a Kodesh Baruch in your life. So why is it muta b'Torah? Because if you don't have Torah in a chinami, you don't have anything. Ain't like a klum. Therefore, it's muta. So that's how Rabbi Akiva felt. When Rabbi Akiva saw Rabbi Eleza being taken out, he was so anguished because Rabbi Eleza was the Amud HaTorah. He wasn't worried that he wouldn't have a companion. He was broken over the loss of the Torah that was there. There's a muta. Okay, so we've learned some very important stories this year. None of them are going to do anything to change our lives at all. We don't take at least one of them, one thing that you're davening for, whatever it is. And stop. Take one thing. Don't do it with more than one. Even one might be a bit big in the beginning. Take one thing. Spend a few days thinking about it. 5 minutes a day. Think about what is this thing in Torah eyes, Torah-tuned thinking. And realize, kama chaim sheli talubeze, that without this, they lo shave. Life's not worth it, they lo shave. Then go scream and shout. That's the avoider. The avoider is not to learn how to daven. The avoider is to learn how to understand what it is that we're missing in our lives. That's this new facet in this dharma that we're busy with. Okay. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Take good care. Yeah. Look forward to seeing everybody next week with Ratz Hashem.
Okay, ich kann ja, ich kann ja, ich kann ja.